Let's do another one. Come on. Just one more shot. Well, I just poured two. You can't let me do both by myself. I'll be totally plastered.
Of course, maybe that's been your plan all along. I'm kidding, gosh. Obviously, it would be highly inappropriate for a VP to be getting the new intern drunk at the Christmas party. I know that. Don't call HR. You have a girlfriend waiting at home. Okay, well, that doesn't mean you can't have a little fun. Come on. It's just one more shot. Yay! Okay. Cheers! Whew. Oh. Strong. Strong. No, it's okay. No, it's good. You think I'm trying to get you drunk? I have no idea what you mean. I'm just trying to have a good time. I mean, I won't lie. It's fun to see you let loose a little bit. You're always so serious at work. I know it's been stressful. The girls in the design team have told me all about the crazy hours you guys have been working. I can't even imagine. Yeah, really? Okay, the first weekend you won't have to work in 2 months. Jeez, no wonder you want to get home to your girlfriend so bad. What do you mean? What do I mean? You know, like, intimate time together. Fundamental part of relationships. Never heard of it? Do you guys not? Wow. Really? How long has it been? I'm sorry. I shouldn't yell. 6 months? Jesus. I'm sorry. I'm sure this is probably not a good reaction. I can't even imagine that. If I go 2 weeks without, it's like I see an ankle and I fucking cream my panties. I can't even imagine what it must be like for you after 6 months and with all these pretty girls in the office too. Yeah, that must be really hard for you. Seriously, what's the deal? You can talk to me about this. I won't tell anyone. I promise. But maybe we should go somewhere more private. Bring the whiskey. Yeah, this is better. You know, I'll admit I was skeptical at first of the whole, like, hippy-dippy conference room layouts with couches and beanbags and shit. But now that I'm sitting on this couch, I see the appeal. I don't know if it increases productivity, but it's comfy. Anyway, as you were saying. God, I'm sorry. I can't believe that you haven't had sex in 6 months. And you're not even single. Your girlfriend really just cold shoulder? Youch. You must be, you know, taking care of yourself a lot. Especially with all this stress at work. How much? Like, 2-3 times a week? More? Wow. Let me guess. You look at pictures of cute, scantily clad girls on Instagram. No, wait. I take it back. You probably go on TikTok and watch videos of little college-age girls twerking. You perv. Well, I guess the follow-up question would be, do you ever, you know, look at pictures of anybody you know? How about some of the girls in the office? I mean, the design girls, obviously, they're so hot. Not to sound, you know, like, aggressively bisexual or anything, but, like, they're killing it. And the outfits, that's what I don't get. How do they look that good every day? They dress so nice. I mean, yeah, it's sort of intimidating to work with people who look that good in skinny jeans. Oh, you're, you know, flattering me, but thanks. I don't think I'm just as pretty as they are, but, you know, maybe in one of those unconventional, sort of believable ways. Yeah, attainable beauty. That's sort of my strength. Shut up. I'm flattered, though, really. It's sweet. My eyes, oh my God, you're adorable. And I shouldn't fall for it. But I'm gonna. You know, they were right when they said you were a charmer. Yeah, I guess you didn't know this, but the girls in the design team kind of talk about you a lot. You know, they say you're confident, good at your job, you're cute. What's not to like? Oh my god, stop playing dumb. You're a fucking catch. I don't think your girlfriend understands just what a prize she has. Because if she did, she would never let you go out to this party and get drunk with your hot coworkers with your balls this backed up. Yeah. While we were getting ready tonight, Emma and Claire were both talking about how they wanted to jump your bones. One more shot, okay? Just so you can forget about her for a minute. Whew. Okay. I have to tell you something. Come over here. Come over here. Shh, a little closer. Sit next to me. All right, I got a secret. We don't have to tell anyone. You taste like whiskey. The girls would be so jealous if they knew we were doing this. Oh, you're a good kisser. Oh, I feel so good. Your cock looks like it's gonna burst a seam, by the way. It's so hard. Oh, fuck. Does it feel good when I stroke it like this? Even though it's just through your pants. Well, I think that's a yes. But you know, it would feel even better. Does that feel good, Daddy? Do you like seeing the new intern on her knees for you? Do you like seeing my lips wrapped around your cock? When was the last time she sucked your dick? Oh, you can't even remember. Oh, God, what a waste. If you were my boyfriend, I promise I would worship this cock. I'd be begging for it every night. Speaking of begging, by the way, can I sit on it, Daddy? Oh, thank you. Oh, God. Let me just pull my skirt up and straddle you right here. Nobody's gonna walk in, probably. Oh, fuck. Your cock feels so good against me. Oh, I want it. Fuck, I want it inside me. I'm just gonna slide down real slow. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. You feel so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. You're gonna stretch me out. You feel that? Fuck. It's a really fucking tight fit. Oh, fuck. Oh. Does it feel good? Yeah. Does it feel good to have the new intern's little ass grinding against you? Shaking your balls fucking deep? Oh, fuck. Fuck, that feels so good. Oh, you're so thick, Daddy. I'm so much tighter than your girlfriend, aren't I? Oh, I bet I feel so much better. Fuck. Fuck. You like my tits bouncing in your face? You haven't taken your eyes off of them all night, you little perv. Are they nicer than your girlfriend's? Yeah, I know. Oh, fuck. Please, please suck on my tits, please. Oh, fuck. No, no, they're not usually that sensitive. It's just you. Oh, God, it's just you, and your tongue feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Fuck, pull my hair. Fuck. Harder. Yes. Yeah, I'm your bad girl daddy. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so good when you fill me up. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Does it feel good to have your dick balls deep in someone who actually appreciates this fucking cock? Oh, God, who loves having this cock inside her. Oh, God, I love it so much. I love it so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, you're so deep. You're so fucking deep. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, I'm about to come. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Are you close? Please, please. Please, I want us to come together, Daddy. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I want you to come inside me. Yeah. Yeah, I want to feel it. Fuck. Oh, please don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, God, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, God, please don't pull out. Please don't pull out. Fuck. Just come in me, please. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, God, I'm coming. Amazing. Your cum is so warm. It feels so good. Oh my God, I can't believe this just happened. I mean, as soon as I met you, I did kind of have a feeling we might end up doing this. Yeah, just a feeling. Not a plan. Yeah, it was good. It was really, really good. Oh, I haven't come like that in, I don't even know, a long time. And you're a gentleman for asking, thanks. I can feel your cum, like, leaking. It's gonna make a mess. And on this fancy couch, too. Oh, well. I cannot wait to tell Emma and Claire about all of this. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Probably.